The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Howdy, cock goblins, and welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and I know you do, go on over to gasdigital.com today and use that promo code ZAC14, ZAC14. Thank you guys for tuning in. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen, one new to the show, one already a friend. To my right, meeting for the first time, Joe Jax. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
That was going to be a lot of fun today. I really appreciate you coming out. And to my left, very, very funny, Christoph Jean.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, dude. I'm excited.
Oh, absolutely, man. I want to make sure I get you guys on once or twice before the great migration.
Yeah, we're good. Sorry.
Hey, you know what? I don't blame you.
Okay.
Do what you got to do. Go make that money.
I'm trying.
Let's get
best
plugs out of the way. Joe, what do you want to plug?
Just my Instagram, JoJax Comedy. That's all I got right now.
Fantastic. Christoph?
The Rough Week podcast. That's it.
Very cool. And hey, guys, thank you for tuning in. The only thing I want to plug, we do have a bonus episode of the show behind the Gas Digital paywall. I'm going to do one a month where I revisit movies we've done in the past. It's Zach Gets Too High to Watch Troll 2. So if you want to watch that, check it out on Gas Digital. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey guys, real quick, I just want to thank one of our sponsors, and that's Capsulite. It prevents feeling awful the day after drinking. It's a little powder packet that you take before and during drinking. It's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated, it supports your liver, and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol that's the cause of symptoms of a hangover. You can take it right to the bar or the club with you. And if you want to try it out, head on over to Capsulite.com today. That's CAPSULYTE.com. And use the promo code GAS for 30% off. One more time, guys. That's promo code GAS for 30% off at Capsulite. Hey, friends of the show, over the age of 21, living in states where Delta 8 is legal, you guys like to get high, and so do I. So let's head on over to YoDelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs, and now pre-rolls, which I enjoy very much. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So head on over to YoDelta.com today, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you get 25% off. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Hey, guys, real quick, let's thank our good friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo if you do Kratom. If you don't start on my account. But if you do Kratom, you need to be getting it from our friends at YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. Guys, there's no better deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo shipped right to your gosh darn hinky-dinky-binky-dinky door. So guys, head on over there today, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1987, Splatter Farm. We recently watched Feeders, which was shot on home video cameras and was an Independence Day ripoff. Came out around Independence Day time. Well, this one is that those brothers' first movie. This is Splatter Farm, 1987, shot on home video equipment.
Let's go.
This is going to be a fun one. If you guys want to watch it with us, you know how the show works. We screen the movie Friday nights at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30, and then it comes out a few days later everywhere else. Thank you so much for however you consume the show. Really appreciate it. Without any further ado, Frank, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I really hope they're like 12 years old.
Why?
It's a home video, dude. I want to see just little kids.
Well, these guys are the Polonia brothers, and they still to this, they've been making movies like this for like 30 or 40 years.
This is based on a true story.
Including Holla If I Kill You, which we watched, I believe, last Black History Month.
Holla If I Kill You?
Yes, it was a slasher at a black comedy club in Harlem.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was a bunch of black comics that we knew were all in it.
How old was that?
It was from a couple years ago.
Oh, it's not that old.
Joe, how familiar are you with the world of shitty movies?
Somewhat. The last one I saw is a theater version of The Sleepaway Camp. It was like the last really shitty horror movie I saw, but that even was kind
of
good.
Oh, was that Return to Sleepaway Camp?
I think it was the first one with the crazy ending.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my god, it's a boy.
Okay, yeah, that's the first Sleepaway Camp. Okay.
Oh, this is scary.
Oh!
I like the squirt. How do you think they made that?
Latex. A lot of it's homemade stuff. I know my friend uses cotton balls a lot to shape shit.
He's really not good at chopping.
No. And that, I'm sure, is just actual meat.
He's being such a sissy about it.
This is an actor. He's never held an
axe
before.
Oh, look at that shot. Dude, the squirting is so funny, dude.
And that's awesome. Oh, he chopped them to nothing.
Wow.
And yeah, that's, you can just go to some butchers and ask for organs.
It's just like kidneys, like all lined up.
How often in these do they use like real animals?
I know Cannibal Holocaust they did.
Yeah, that's pretty controversial. Yeah. That's the most famous one where they kill animals on screen.
Yeah,
but you
can
just go to a butcher shop and ask for like the shit they throw out. Kind of.
Be awful.
But sometimes I've been on sets where they had to boil all that.
Oh, he's touching his pee pee with it.
Chris, that's you.
That's so mean. Splatter farm. That was the cold.
Hey, that's a big opening. Live. That's a promising opening.
It's the cult classic edition.
Yes.
I would love if that was the first edition. They just called it that straight up.
They probably did, dude.
Yeah, I was on a set once where they had to boil a ton of organs for a zombie scene.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy had like a big loft building. And dude, there were pots on everywhere just boiling organs for like 10 hours. It stunk.
I can't imagine.
Oh, it was awful.
It's kind of a nice jacket.
Yeah, that's...
I could rock
dudes
that.
Dudes walking around in that right now.
In Bushwick, dude, that's definitely going for $80 at a thrift store.
Oh, yeah.
This guy looks like every Bushwick freak. This is what they do.
I could do my Splatter Farm Halloween costume. I can find that.
Yeah. Don't you recognize me?
Yeah.
Splatter Farm.
These are just some guys having fun.
Is it two different guys, or is it the same guy from earlier?
I think it's the same guy. There are twin brothers that made the movie, so it could be two different guys.
Ooh.
Hell yeah, dude.
They didn't even try to do, like, Foley or anything on any of this.
No, nothing. It's just all silent music.
It's Freddie Mercury.
It's Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. I don't want to go to... I hate Spider-Man.
That is
man.
A gay mustache. You know, it's the mustache short shorts. I feel like they're one and the same.
Yeah.
He is drinking a 40, though.
Dude, this looks like an
awesome... Or no, is that whiskey?
Oh. It still looks like an awesome day.
You know what? Yeah.
Fucking six
ripping on butts in a camouflage hat.
Oh, my God. That'd be nice.
Swinging a little old granddad.
You got to put your feet up.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, that's
this guy had the best day ever.
Until he went to Splatter Farm.
Dude, let's make that happen. This is us tomorrow.
Yeah, we should do that. Should just go to a hammock and drink whiskey. Okay, we got sound. The roadkill is
some idea of yours, spending the summer with old Bag Lacey. That's Aunt Lacey. And anyhow, she needs a company, being alone all these years.
Doesn't it seem like it's the same guy?
Yeah, it does seem like the same guy.
Last time I saw her was when I was 12 years old. We'll have a good time. Don't
By the way, this is why the other scenes
the
didn't have sound.
Yeah, because they had spent it all on this.
Because of how bad this is.
They just should have had drone-y music over this.
Yeah, really.
She's strange.
They look like they're wearing wigs.
Do you prefer really shitty sound behind dialogue or like the worst overdub you've ever seen?
Overdub.
At least you can hear it.
Yeah, but it's so funny.
It's on your head. No, it isn't.
How annoying must these guys be to have to hang out with?
This is like gay porn level acting.
Don't start that again, please. Hey,
twin brothers get fucked on splatter.
It's not normal. Jealous?
Oh, dude, yeah. You think it's splatter farm, but then it's just gay porn. It just comes splattering everywhere.
Come splatter farm.
You're like, the intro was horrible, but it was actually pretty good gay porn after.
What do you think? You know what I think? No. I think we're lost.
Well, let's suck each other's cocks.
I don't need your sass, dude.
I don't need your sass, my fucking gay twin.
Yeah, use that mouth for something good. Not a bad car.
Wait, that's the guy.
Y'all boys is lost, ain't you? I'm playing with whatever. Oh, shit, dude. Is that just a man with a mustache and tits, or is that just a...
I think... Jeremy.
Oh, never mind.
Now they're gonna fuck.
Oh, yes.
Bow. Bow, bow. Bow. Bow, bow. Well, at least he's rushing up to her.
I suck your little dick, it'd be great.
His fly is open.
There's barely any lemonade in there.
Never mind that cleaning stuff. I got nephews coming to visit.
I get to know them. Maybe mine too.
When you get done with your lemonade, start getting the room ready.
Dude, I'm so in on this.
Yeah, this is nice.
This is exactly what I've been looking for today. I have to be honest with our loyal viewers. I am high off my balls.
I was going to ask about that. How's the?
I am
is it?
Really
yeah.
going.
Are you able to follow the plot?
I'm yeah. Lewis gave me an edible and it hit me hard.
Well, don't get too scared.
Do you usually get stoned before these?
Not all the time. this one got me. This one's got a real hold of me, boys.
Horror movies on mushrooms can be chill, or on any kind of thing.
Edibles.
But me and Christoph watched Malignant on mushrooms. It was one of the greatest experiences.
Dude, Malignant's
in my life.
So good.
It is very good.
Yo, Malignant ass.
Yeah.
Because of the black cop character who's like, oh, hell no. That's her whole thing.
Every single scene, be like, this shit malignant.
This bitch got two heads. Two head ass bitch. Yeah.
She trips and falls. Ah, broke my ligament.
Malignant.
Malignant.
How did we miss that when we watched it?
Oh, we totally whiffed on that.
That's the title of the movie, is Malignant.
That was a blast, dude. Oh, he's got wigs.
The Nightmare on Elm Street later ones, like the cheesier ones, like 5 and 4, are really good for mushrooms.
Nice. The second one is
just
really
gay porn.
So gay.
Wait, which one?
Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Oh. It's just straight up gay.
It's literally gay porn, but every time the dudes are about to fuck, Freddy Krueger kills one of them.
Right, but he kills them by like tying them up with like shower cords, and they're like, oh.
But how implied is the gayness?
Oh, very implied.
Oh, hell yeah.
They go to like a leather
bar.
It's about like Freddy Krueger's inside of a boy, and he's like can't help but have these like urges. So it's like very much like gay sex, and he's like ashamed of it.
And he's shirtless and sweaty the whole movie.
Yeah. And he like blacks out and ends up at like a leather bar at
one point.
Yeah,
and sees his football coach.
Yes.
Who then corners him and strips him in the shower.
Yes.
And he gets, and then the coach dies of being whipped to death.
Yeah, yes.
By towels naked.
Having dreams about your gay sexuality is very relatable.
Yeah, it is relatable. Oh, those are majestic horses.
Yeah, there's a great documentary on it. I think it's Scream Queen. It's called It's All About the Kid yeah. from it. It like ruined his career.
Yeah. Because everyone's like, you're gay. And he's like, I'm not ready to tell everybody that. I kind of like the music.
I'm digging it. Pew, pew, pew.
Don't beat up a horse.
What if the horse is like, did you kill for me today?
It's like a Mr. Ed.
There's a good boy.
Your grandmother is next.
And then we'll make love.
He's got a sick mullet.
Have you guys seen the video of the... It's a documentary, and it's the couple talking about how they both fuck horses.
Yeah, I did see that.
No.
Dude, it's so bizarre. It's a guy and his wife, and they both have horse fucking fetishes.
Yeah, they both get plowed by the same horse.
And they talk about their first date where she sucked the horse's dick in front of him.
She was like, yo.
She's like, he was dropped and masturbating. That's where he rubs his penis against his stomach. And he was doing what... I call it a hubba hubba.
Yeah.
It kind of goes.
Oh God, dude.
At least they have each other.
Can you? I mean, there's someone for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, really is a lid for every pot.
Yeah. Right.
What is the likelihood that they would have found each other?
That's probably what they were.
Probably
thinking.
Pretty good if they were online going, "Who here likes to fuck horses?"
Yeah, they met on horsefuckersmeet.com. Farmers only.
MEAT.
It's called Farmers Only. Who's this old lady that agreed to be in this?
I would assume she's related to them because she's in like five of their movies.
Well, that's kind of her. My boys are gonna be stars. They're making the creepy movie.
I mean, that is everybody's first films. It's like, Mom, I swear to God, just nail this monologue.
This is like a Cure video.
Wait, what is... Yeah, he's wearing makeup. He's got... What's on his hand?
I think those are scars.
Cum.
Yeah, it looked like cum.
Oh, maybe.
Or bird shit.
Or oh, it's blisters from the tools.
From swinging the hammer.
It's a very cerebral movie. You guys got to keep up.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. You're the movie buff guy. Yeah. I don't know this kind of stuff.
It's called media literacy.
I have a degree in this.
I almost finished a degree in this.
I honestly have a degree in this. That is retarded.
That's also every professor at film school is like, I'm going to show you guys my first film. That's like, that's why I'm here today. And they'll show it, and it's literally like Splatter Farm. It's like the worst thing ever.
He's like sick, right? It's sick.
Yeah.
I think one of my professors in college made Chud 2 Butt of Chud.
That's so sick.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
He's playing with himself.
Dude, this kid rules. Well, I mean, how can you not with that prancing around with the arms out?
Those fucking saggers hanging around.
Jeremy is here during the summer months.
Swell.
What the fuck did she say?
Jeremy is here during the summer months. He's a sweet boy. But he hogs the beans. There was nothing in there, dude.
Slow down, Jeremy. How are your folks doing?
I love
They're
this.
They're doing okay.
I love every moment of this. This is my everything.
Later, sure. Sometimes the line goes down and it takes days for them to get it back up.
How often does that happen?
Twice a month.
Twice a month. I can't wait to take a look around.
Viagra.
See how much things have changed since we've gone.
you two loved to explore when you were younger. Could you please watch
it? That's the wettest, shittiest part.
What? Hey, John, I didn't see that coming.
Mom mentioned you had some ponies, but they're not out there. What happened to them?
Oh, they're eating the ponies.
Their owner came and took them away.
Oh, no. Is she in on it?
Oh, no. She's, I mean, she is the head honcho.
I gotta take a shit.
That boy always shitting.
Jeremy, go eat the boy's shit.
What if he had a horror movie about someone who's just addicted to shit?
He's eating poo-poo. Yeah. This was a great meal.
Well, we
I'm
ate
so
it all.
I'm so glad you're here. It's been a long time since
Will
been in
the
No way. No.
Let's go.
We'll enjoy our time together.
I gotta go outside from there.
Shack off.
Dude. Oh, she even had a little old lady hair sticking out of her chin. Oh, I hate it so much.
Oh, God. That tickle in your balls.
Dude, that is the most Dahmer look.
Yeah,
I've ever
I know,
seen.
Dude. Like Mexican pedophiles.
What year did this come out?
But if he
87.
Is, that look must have been out by then.
Yeah, it's a bit of a dated look.
Has anyone ever done a sketch? Has anyone ever done a sketch, Dom and Dahmer?
It's this movie.
This is Dom and Dahmer.
Yeah, we got a fart joke. He's gonna fuck an old lady.
Dude, how great would that be?
It's gonna be one strange summer.
What a line. What are we at? Splatter Farm?
I feel like we've been watching this for 15 hours.
It is just him walking around for so much of it.
And then just touching a sickle. Okay.
Yeah, they're really making a meal of this guy walking around.
I know.
I mean, I would imagine that's a lot of these low-budget things. It's like, all right, we need to make a 90-minute movie. And we only have 10 pages of dialogue.
What a shot, 90 minutes, you are out of your fucking mind.
Such a good shot.
There's no way this is not like an hour 10.
Yeah.
Yep, it's an hour 10.
Not reaching 90. Now he's walking.
It's really
great location.
Yeah, it is. It is very nice, actually.
I'd like to summer there.
Zach, I feel like we never stopped watching Feeders.
Right?
It's the same
like
thing.
I blinked
it's
and we're still here.
It's the exact same movie. This the gore, and this is a little funnier. Yeah, Frank, I really do feel like I'm still here from when the Feeders episode. I never left. I fell asleep.
Same. I'm waiting for an alien.
Oh, dude. What I wouldn't give. Watch those arms flapping.
Oh, God. She unfurls them like a scroll. I'm not fucking you.
She's like jerking off the needle.
She's like licking it. That could be your penis.
She pierces her nipple with it. I'm crazy. I'm fucking crazy.
I'm gonna suck you good. I'm gonna suck you good and good. He's gonna have a dream.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I hope he gets a fucking tent.
Yeah, he's gonna pick. Oh, look at the cock shot.
Oh, man. They're really teasing us.
It's like every scene, all I want is for an old lady sex scene. I hope we get it. Do you think these movies do that kind of
stuff? Why is he wearing a fucking Me Too hat?
Yeah, he's got his pussy hat on. Oh, slow down the frame rate a little for this one, guys.
Guys, let's arc this up a little. Give the people something to look at. It's my
you ever
boy.
Just go to the logs woods chopping. And hit logs with a hammer?
What an asshole.
Simple pastimes of walking out in the woods with a hammer. Same sound. No.
Yeah. You can see him stop right before. The blood is way better in this scene.
Yeah, it is better. It was like way thin and like there was just squirting it.
It is wild with these movies how little effort they put into everything, but
oh what a badass.
Guitar riff starts playing.
Now that's like a DJ scratching.
That guy's head. Yep, that's me.
Yeah, I bet you're wondering
how
I
ended up here. Well, I just went into the woods with a hammer. He's gonna give
he
him a
died
kiss.
Doing what he loved.
Hitting logs with a hammer. Oh, he's gonna have
yes! me.
That's how I look when I have sex.
If you were gonna fuck ahead, wouldn't you at least want to try and do the other way?
What do you mean? Like oh, the mouth?
No, like through the neck hole and out.
Yeah,
of the
yeah, exactly. What's even the point?
Right. It would be pretty sick if you had a big enough dick that your dick came out the mouth.
Yeah.
Like Alien.
One can dream.
So wait, was that one of the boys? Or was
no,
that just a random
some stranger.
Man?
Whoa! Watch it, Darsh.
Yeah. Get out of here, pussy.
Got the ketchup on the hand.
Sorry.
I'm gonna run weird.
I'm gonna run away with my bloody bag.
I'm gonna run so fucking weird.
He sees the blood on him. He's like, what's he in such a hurry for?
Man, I better go tell him his bag is bleeding.
Yeah. Sir,
Jeremy,
sir.
Jeremy, wait up. Your bag is bleeding.
You should have used Manscaped.
Where'd he get that bag? Oh.
That's weird.
The subtlest. Oh.
So basically, is one brother always filming?
Right, so there's never two on the screen at the same time. Do I look
you
pretty?
You've probably seen some old clothes from a hunter.
I don't know. Did you ask Jeremy why he was up
Christoph,
there?
Kristoff, doesn't it look like Sebastian
yeah.
from Orlando?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
He was walking. He had a bag and blood dripped from him. He probably was out picking berry, and they dripped out of the bag. Don't worry about anything. I'll take care of you.
Oh, she will.
I'll
oh,
take
she
out
will.
The teeth.
I would love to see behind the scenes of them being like more horny.
Especially if it's like their real grandma.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Grandma. I'm a great aunt. I just don't think it's appropriate
grandma,
that I.
You want to fuck me?
Where am I? Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm your husband. Line. I'm back from World War II. Yeah. You haven't seen me in 2 years. Suck me up. Is this the same guy?
Yeah.
He's coming back.
Oh, the hearty. The same shots, are they not?
It might be exactly the same.
I think it's the same thing. I think it's supposed to be one of them having a nightmare.
What?
Yeah, because when we saw this earlier, the guy woke up from a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, clear. Yeah, sorry.
So we're seeing
that.
The nightmare again in its entirety.
But the whole movie just plays again.
Dude, I would love that.
Yeah.
He's coming.
This fucking guy looks insane, dude. Looks like Terry Schiavo.
He He comes back in, like, buckling his pants. He's like, that woman is a freak.
And one of those saloon half doors.
It looks like a gay porn about Weird Al Yankovic.
Ooh, it's dark.
Old lady's waiting for him. I told you, meet me in the back of my old Studebaker.
You see his rose petals on the ground?
Yeah. Leading to her disgusting old pussy.
That's the last flower.
It's just hard candies.
It's those shitty strawberry ones. Yeah.
She's in laundry, just like the petals like falling from her hand.
This looks like the classic Polonia car headlight lighting the scene.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Fred.
Oh, they have a car headlight for lights?
Yeah, we notice that sometimes at night.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
It's a car.
We've all been there trying to make some movies.
I've done it, too, yeah.
Come on. We can be friends.
No way, man.
No way, man. Oh, that's totally a car headlight.
So the handsome killer guy, is he's one of the filmmakers, or they just got him?
I think they got him, but he's in a bunch of their movies, it looks like.
He's probably their weird little friend.
Yeah, he's in a ton of their movies.
Ooh, scary. He's the human mask.
Ooh. And a butterfly. This is them being artsy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is something kind of cool about it. Like, it is a little freaky.
If this was art installation,
right?
People would be like, this is brilliant.
This is a Harmony of Korine movie.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're 100% correct.
Yeah, this isn't terrible.
I mean, I have a friend who makes shit that's, like, similar to this, and it is embarrassing.
Doesn't Jeremy eat breakfast?
Yeah, he ate real early. Kind of
well, how is this lady supposed to control herself with these guys flaunting it like this?
I know, he's still staying shirtless.
Repairs, cleaning, which reminds me...
What?
You two able-bodied people could help out while you're here.
Thought we were on vacation.
Starter, the lawn needs mowing.
Delicious poor cracker breakfast.
For breakfast.
I'm really not hungry. I'll be outside, Alan.
I'll be out in a minute.
I'm not convinced this isn't just the same guy.
He takes his shirt off.
Boy, I wish he was more like you.
Handsome. What a choice.
Hell yeah, dude.
This is such a separate storyline from these guys getting advanced.
These guys are mad because they have to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
He's completely forgotten about the bloody bag.
Yeah, that's
so true.
Has nothing
to do with anything.
Yeah. He's more mad about having to mow the lawn than the bloody bag.
Bro, what are you doing?
He's just blasting My Chemical Romance.
Oh, I'm not okay. Not a fucking
no.
Oh, he's crazy. He keeps doing that.
Oh, God.
He just casually walks back in like, huh, that was weird.
Awesome.
You gotta have a cat eating the soup.
What are we cleaning Aunt Lisa's rust bucket for? Well, Jeremy took back the renting car.
Dude,
tomorrow.
If they don't talk about this
they
fucking
don't,
murder.
They've not even mentioned that he's cutting himself in the freaky barn.
Can't you find anything good on that thing?
They're just talking about the music.
Dude, we gotta talk about this bloody bag.
I like this music. Dude, it's so good. Okay.
Do I have to? Bam, 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 bam. You know, it's strange, but...
I love it.
He looks familiar in an odd kind of way. Odd's right. If Uncle Ray were alive, he'd have that kid thrown in a halfway house. Uncle Ray would still be alive today. That accent falling on
Do you think he killed Uncle Ray?
I don't know.
We know he likes to use axes.
What a great what a great accidental death.
An axe fell on his head.
Like people walking around in the basement. And I tried to open the door, but it was jammed.
It was jammed.
It's probably just rats climbing around and all that junk. So what are we doing later? Walk down the road.
This had to be boring to write this song. He's just sitting at a Casio keyboard like this.
It's probably country number one, you know.
And then, like, he just changed one. Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, there's both of them.
There we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know about the other one, but one of them has definitely had the same shirt on the whole time.
Yeah, the white.
The Niagara
this
Falls
is just
shirt,
all
yeah.
on one day.
Yeah, they definitely shot this in one day. I miss Uncle Ray. Too bad that axe fell on him. Oh. Oh, there's Ray.
That looks like the chocolate chick from SpongeBob.
Chocolate. What are they selling?
I want to know if she's even so bad.
Oh, my God.
Ah! Oh. Was that her killing Uncle Ray?
Maybe he witnessed it.
Oh, I hate this. Oh, I hate this stuff. Oh, stupid box.
Fucking box.
Ow!
Disturbed, please.
I'm taking a nap.
Hold me close. It reminds me when we were together.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Leave
me alone with Jeremy. He's a fine boy, and you would be proud of him, even if he did kill you with an axe.
The skeleton's like, I told you, it fell on me.
This is art, dude.
This is good.
Yeah, how does this compare to a lot of the other shit you guys watch?
Pretty similar. Well, that I've seen on this show. So it's really good.
I like to mix it up.
As in, yeah, is this like, is this top of the shelf? This is pretty fucking sick.
Tomorrow, I think we gotta check that farm out. I know that old bag is hiding something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And separate.
Split for the camera. Where was this film, do you know?
I'm not entirely sure.
Wellsboro, maybe. Pennsylvania?
Yeah,
it's a beautiful
Wellsboro,
part.
Pennsylvania.
Beautiful part of the country.
Absolutely.
The shrug is so good.
Stick.
Huh.
Why not just go?
Just leave?
Yeah.
I mean, they have a car.
They have a car.
Well, it's because they're really stupid. They haven't suspected anything yet.
Yeah, they haven't
also,
really
she's
seen
like,
anything.
Help out.
What
I'm
is
gonna
that?
Go.
What do you think think it is.
I think it's a bloody
shit. Dude, this is Dom and Dom.
What do you think we should do?
So delayed from opening the door. Dude, they run so stupid, dude.
Oh, man.
I don't think the phone's gonna work.
You just order pizza.
What's wrong?
I love it on, like, one hand as a movie, and I also love it as a documentary on high-functioning autism.
I feel like this is middle-of-the-road functioning autism.
This did take two of them, in all fairness.
I mentioned this to Aunt Lacey. Just might be Jeremy playing a sick joke on
him. Yeah, don't mention it.
But just don't say anything, okay?
I'm going to lose my chances with
you want her to get upset? Screw her. You act like her friggin' den mother or something. I just don't want her to get hurt. You know, sometimes...
I love her.
Don't you care? Hell no. We just can't leave.
Why do they talk so slow?
What about Aunt Lacey? Fuck Aunt Lacey. What if Jeremy tries? Fuck Jeremy.
We almost got the...
That's the first time dialogue has been back and forth.
Yeah, that was crazy. What about Aunt Lacey?
They have the speech pattern of Joshua, the World of T-Shirts guy.
Yeah. I run Splatter Farm.
I have an alcohol addiction.
Aw, look at the kitty.
Do you think there's more than one take of this?
No. I don't think any shot was more than one take. Uh-oh.
It turns out they all took like 70 tries. It was like Kubricking it. No, walk even stupider.
No, Jeremy, come on! It was actually a really toxic set.
Yeah, the grandma actually tried to fuck them.
She actually molested every one of the people involved.
Really committed to the role.
All three other people involved in the making of the film were molested by her.
Also filmed. And is now bonus content on the DVD.
It ended up on the cutting room floor, unfortunately, but... Yeah, I'm just going to walk a bit now.
Well, I'm going to walk in these woods I'm very unfamiliar with now that I know there's somebody who's killing people.
I just, you know...
Got to find that other boot.
It's just my size.
God damn it, who just has one boot?
Man, I'm sick of being in this movie.
I'm going to walk as far away from this set as I can. Yeah,
he starts running away from the camera.
Yeah, I got to take a shit.
No craft services, nothing.
Did Does he say, stunt?
Did he say where he's going?
No. I think he's just going on a main character stoic walk through the woods.
He sees some sticks to the ground. He's like, perfect. Pulls out a hammer.
Oh, it's a spine. A pink skull.
Dude, if he doesn't react to this, I will get pissed. I'm so sick of these.
I'm starting to think there's something fucked up going on.
Look what he did. Look what he just did. He just backpedaled a little bit. Now he's poking it. He's not even brushing anything away.
It's the other boot.
I found it. Oh, good.
One of them wood shovels. This is what I would do, too, and not react at all and go, I gotta dig, I guess.
Does he want to bury it?
Is he looking for more?
I think he's looking for more.
Well, this could be an isolated incident. Nope.
Yeah. Whoa. Maybe him and Jerry know each other and they're going to kill the other twin.
He's in on it?
I don't know. That scene makes absolutely no sense. It makes no fucking sense.
You know what? This is starting to turn me.
Oh, she's horny.
She's sopping.
You're teasing us way too much with this relationship.
Something troubling you?
Dick too hard.
I suppose so.
Ooh, look at that face. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, Velcro's getting her fucking going.
Dude, she looks like the witch from Suspiria.
I haven't seen Suspiria.
How about some tea?
That'd be nice.
And hey. How do you like these teas? She just undoes the bottom button of her shirt.
Flash like this.
Well, she certainly did make tea.
Where's Joseph?
He got mad and stormed off somewhere.
Why, he's like he is. I'll never understand.
It's not his fault. Being the last one in the family.
What
do you mean, Alan?
Well, he got the shitty end of the stick when it comes to just about everything. He just thinks he's a loser.
What the fuck is going
That's
on?
Sad.
They're identical twins.
He was born ugly and stupid. It's not his fault.
Yeah, he's an ugly retard. And I'm a hot idiot genius. Oh, she's going to put something in there. Oh
shit.
Stevia.
Thanks.
Poison. We just chug.
That's how you drink tea. Yeah. Hot tea. good hot tea.
Oh, it's hot. It's so hot.
Good. It's a terrible idea. Hello.
And now we wait. Oh, and Lacey, what are you doing to me?
I feel funny.
Ooh, good focus
That's
work.
That's sick.
I'm so lonely. I drugged you. But don't worry. You won't remember a thing in the morning.
Oh, Frank, we need that as a clip.
What are you talking about?
That's good stuff. That's the last thing you fucking see, dude.
Tonight, I'll be lonely.
Dude.
You'll do anything I ask of you.
Anything. Oh, she...
What?
That's them fucking.
No way.
Dude, that is them fucking.
No way!
Dude, I am... What?
That was awesome.
I've been asking for that to happen this whole time.
That was awesome. Like he's waking up. I feel like a grandma raped me.
Man, why'd she have to drug me? I wanted to remember.
Why's all this dry skin stuck to
me? My cock smells like mothballs.
Why does the tip of my dick smell like a Metamucil shit?
Mm-hmm. Jesse, what did we do last week?
Dude, that was crazy.
That was awesome, dude. It's just one of them jumping around underneath the blanket.
It was like Sims having sex.
How was your night?
Yeah, well, at least you got some pussy last night.
Have a rough night. I don't remember. Where is everyone? They went to town.
Yeah, they did.
How did you get to? It was a long walk in the field back.
Dude, change your fucking shirt.
Then I went to the woods. And then I found something real fucking weird.
Was he sassy? Oh my god, dude, he's so like a little queen about it.
Yeah, we should maybe address this.
Get the fuck off the farm.
Get out of the splatter farm, man.
It's called splatter farm.
Get the fuck away from the splatter farm.
They check the phone again. I mean, good lord. Yeah, it's dead. He's charge up. It's not even plugged. Is it plugged in?
Yeah, it's fully cut. Yeah, he's just like, huh?
Oh, wait, was their car broken down at the beginning? Was that part of it?
I don't know.
I mean, the other
I feel like they're
going
to have, like, destroyed the car or something.
They took a car to the town.
There's a different car.
Yeah, get away from the splatter farm.
They just have the keys in the car? Okay, I wonder.
Real peachy. It doesn't turn over. No, it's dead.
Everything is
checked
just
it out
dead.
Before we left. Now what are we gonna do? Guess we're stuck here.
Fine. That suit was crazy.
It would kind of make sense to me if they were just hammered the entire time they were filming it.
Dude, that old lady fucking drugged him and raped him. And he's already moved on to them being stuck there. He's already back to being mad at his brother.
Oh, he's blind.
Man, I love this shirt.
Dude, she's still knocked out from that cock. She's been in a 36-hour cock coma.
Sorry, I'm in a cum coma.
The jizz just knocks me out.
No communication, no transportation. It is weird, I admit. Jeremy doesn't help much either. I don't know why Aunt Lacey keeps him around. Well, there's more to that asshole than meets the eye. Don't go messing around. Well, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna get some rest. When it's real late, we'll go out and snoop around. See what we can dig up. Okay? It's about time we get to the bottom of this.
Thank you.
Exactly.
That was great.
Alright, now let's go to sleep.
Alright, let's take a little nippy nap. And I'll stare at you while you do.
Man, I wish I brought a second shirt.
Guess I'll just read the newspaper.
You see a suitcase later, it's just like 20 of those shirts.
What, I love Niagara Falls, but...
I feel like I can feel those the texture of those chairs.
Ugh.
Those like grandma basement chairs.
That couch looks insane on this camera.
I thought it was because I was
giving me
super
a headache.
High. It is. It's like vibrating.
Yeah, it's insane. It's like you cross your eyes and see Daffy Duck in the
room. Time's up. I got the feeling the summer vacation is close to over.
What did that mean? That was so ominous.
I thought it was you.
Is the ant fucking on, him inconsequential to the rest of the movie?
That was so disturbing.
That's my favorite part.
Oh, I forgot about him.
I've been in the barn. Barning.
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
I want to know what the hell's going on.
Oh,
tell me. You know I'm not afraid of this, so don't piss me off.
Ooh, tell him.
Oh. And here's the part of the movie where I kick your ass.
And wrestle in front of a car.
Oh. This is kind of sick.
Yeah, you should beat him up. He just punched him.
Uh-oh, he's got his big rock. The flip.
What an asshole. He literally went to the killer and punched him in the face.
Yeah.
My glasses.
Now it's your turn to fuck her.
Yeah, I was going to say, Grandma, get him. You could have added some great sound effects to this. They missed out.
So, does this guy have on makeup when he kills people, or is he just beautiful?
I can't tell. I can't tell if it's just the weird color of the cameras, and he has, like, particularly pink lips.
He gives me James Vanderbeek vibes.
Oh, he's peeing on him!
Yeah. We're getting closer to gay porn.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Anybody who's walking through the lobby right now must be so confused.
I like my pee.
He pulls out his pants and shit.
Lewis wants his son to work here this summer.
Uh-oh.
No!
Oh, he saw his cute little ass!
I didn't know it was going to go this far.
Dude, I would...
Oh no! Jeremy! Jeremy Finger.
Frank, what are we going to do if James is in the lobby this summer while we're making the show?
Is that poop?
That's a doo-doo hand?
Is that doo-doo?
No!
Bro, I did like not see any of this coming.
That's like, this is crazy.
Hey, by the way.
Oh! No! Not the doo-doo!
What?
You know when it takes a doo-doo, dig it out your butt and wipe it out your face and that's the splatter farm.
I guess that's why they call it splatter farm.
Oh, it's shatter farm.
Did we not riff that earlier of like, what if he ate poo?
Yeah, we said that. We said, Jeremy, go eat the boy's poo. He literally ate the boy's poo.
So far, every funny thing we said, like, what if this happened? Like, what if the grandma fucked him?
Yeah. And then he ate poop. Yeah. Oh, not the pitchfork.
Dude, this is crazy.
I mean, come on, you made me eat my poo. You're gonna, I mean, just, you know, leave well enough
and
alone.
Now the bed.
Oh!
Part.
Dude.
He still has the reaction of, like, what's going on at this farm?
He finds him like that. He goes, yo, what did you do to Alan?
Dude, something fucked up going on?
Yeah.
This is way more intense than I thought it would be.
Dude, I was unprepared for this. This guy sit his bare ass and balls on the dirt.
He's singing. Splatter farm, splatter farm. It was all just a dream.
Oh, my God.
I want a happy ending so bad at this point. I fuck this guy. I hate that he ate poo. That was the final straw.
All right, that's, all right, enough. The first poop he ever ate was probably Uncle Ray's.
Dude, that's wild. I was not prepared for that, Frank.
I'm the man of the family now, Daddy.
Whoa.
Chocolate. I always hated it.
What are they selling? Dude, why'd she scream as if she wasn't just talking to him?
Oh my God.
Is he alive?
Jeremy, what have you done?
See my new friend?
You have no business monkeying with your father's corpse.
Oh, that's what she's mad about.
I'm the man of the family now.
Show some respect for him now. Get some shovels and we'll bury him out in the field. Move your ass.
That was good.
This lady is the star of the movie.
She's the best actor.
Did they, you think they gave her context for what's happening right now? Like, okay, so in the last scene, I ate poo.
So you know that Jeremy eats poo. That's on your mind. I'll miss his poo. Oh, she's a baron and I'm alive.
Dude, this is crazy.
Quite the shallow grave.
This is so much more disturbing than I thought it was going to be. I really thought we were going to sit here and be like, ah, isn't it stupid?
I mean, there's a lot more going on now than when there was just shots of people walking.
Yeah.
It's like almost respect for going this fucking bananas.
Yeah. The poop was really,
I did not see it coming.
I think he'd finger his ass and eat poop out of it personally.
And there, so much of me was expecting them to not show, like, for everything to be implied.
Yeah.
Whether it was because they couldn't afford it or it's just too fucking crazy.
Or, like, yeah, they just didn't know how to make it.
Or because no one with, like, taste was around to tell them, like, dude.
Hey, maybe we shouldn't show him eating shit out of his ass.
Oh, where's my asshole brother?
Did I get fucked again?
Around anywhere?
No.
Okay.
Now quit asking.
No, what brother?
Earlier he did say he gets the short end of the stick.
He really did get the short end of the stick.
Fucking Christ, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah, he got his dick sucked. He got pissed on.
I totally forgot about the piss.
Stabbed with a pitchfork and buried alive. That's a little unfair.
That's not fair at all.
I want this guy to leave so bad. If he dies, I'm going to be so mad.
And it just ends.
Yeah, he's gonna find his like brother's like desecrated corpse and be like, ah,
yeah. What the hell are you doing now?
I know. I think something weird's going on.
He just walks over and tries the. Man, the phone is still dead.
Why is there poop all over it?
Why did you eat your own poo? That's disgusting.
Son of a bitch. I'll be back.
He really does talk like that.
So, is that supposed to be bitch. Like vultures or
Joseph.
Something?
Yeah. You know they show...
Joseph!
Yeah, over the last
Joseph.
Body.
Yeah, so you know they like got Joseph. Those shots of vultures and they're like, oh, amazing. We got vultures in the movie.
Are there vultures in... I thought that was like a desert up.
Well, there's condors, vultures, buzzards.
Might just be hawks.
Yeah. Oh, they forgot to bury his glasses.
He can't see under there.
He can't see. He can't see without his glasses.
That son of a bitch, Jeremy.
There's like a little poop on the glasses. He like tastes it a little bit. What have you done?
Yep, that's Alan.
Oh, yeah, he has
no,
a gun.
Jeremy!
Don't do it.
Jeremy!
Oh, Jeremy!
What? I'm so hungry.
Did his head not just explode?
Yes.
No!
No, no!
I was gonna fuck him again.
How could you, Jeremy? How could you?
They put a tie on him?
He was poisoning you, Mama. He was poisoning you.
She poisoned him.
Don't Mama me, boy. Oh, if you only knew, you stupid asshole. You never killed your father. I did. But I made you think you did.
What?
He raped me. And I spawned you. The Whoa. Results of inbreeding.
Whoa.
What? He isn't my husband, he's my brother.
This
They're
rules.
Covering all the bases.
Why didn't you ever tell me?
The
you were it never came up.
How do you tell your son he's here also your nephew?
Bitch, I must punish you.
Whoa.
No, no.
Punish this
no,
pussy.
Jeremy, yeah. No.
Oh. Uh-oh. They're gonna make love.
Session. You're my
foil
session.
Knife.
If you want me to be, to make you sleep.
You're an obsession.
What is that? What?
Is it like a roller? Oh my
no.
God!
It's a firework.
Right up her cunt. This is my new favorite thing.
Jeez.
Don't want to watch your temper.
Or your pussy will blow up. This is art, dude.
This is really good. I like him dancing in the field and wearing the mask. I like that.
Please let him be completely naked.
Yeah, he's got to hang on for this.
Holy shit.
Dude, if this is the end of the movie, just him hanging dong in the field?
I think it is.
I'm pumped on
if
it.
If you think you're getting away,
it's just the ending of Saltburn.
Splatterfall! It was a form of shit splattered.
The classic edition.
To the splatterfall.
Awesome. One more. Let's, you, through,
one
third
more. One
charm.
More for the road, guys.
Wow.
Welcome to the splatter farm.
doing?
Oh, I like how it's someone else's hand.
Wait, what was that? Was that Uncle? Or was that just a random guy?
I think if that was
you
Uncle
come,
Red.
You might lose your arm. Welcome to the splatter farm.
They're like, these were my favorite shots. Ketchup, beanie.
We could have watched this, right, like this clip.
Yeah, we'd get,
and
the,
get
whole
the whole experience.
Yeah,
I really,
no, we need to see poop.
I hope they don't go through all of it.
I hope they show the entire movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're getting there.
Oh, man.
Oh, they're getting there.
It's like they said, what do you mean we didn't make 70 minutes? We lingered on every shot.
Yeah, I did joke about them playing the whole movie.
They did, dude. Yeah. Everything we said, ironically, that would happen, happened.
And one more time around. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was Splatter Farm. Thank you, guys. And we'll catch you next week here on Zach and Mika's Midnight Spook Show.